Off the Ball, GAA.
Like the lads know here from Mayo, they know that that's what this Mayo team needs. It's not winning by 10, 12, 14 points. It's when the game's in the mixer, can you go and kind of fight for it and think the boys did it today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Republic of Ireland versus Netherlands. Live from Porky Cueve.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.
Oh, yes, you're very welcome back to Porky Cueve here. It's windy, it's cold, it's raining, but we don't care. Ireland have just beaten the Netherlands by 3-2. It's Stephen Doyle here alongside Pearl Slattery. Delighted to be joined by our long-time producer, Emma Carroll, in the box as well, who is...
out the box.
The biggest... and the biggest Irish supporter that I know. Emma, you've been everywhere supporting this team, and I know how much this team means to you. Can you maybe give people a sense of how big this result is against the Dutch?
Oh, it's just, it's incredible. It, like, the atmosphere here, every, like the weather, it just doesn't really matter. It's just, it's massive. It's one of the probably the biggest nights in Irish football. Like we had, and it's Amber Barrett again.
Yeah.
And it's a big toe again. you know, yeah, her in Scotland, incredible. The Finland game before that as well, to get us through to that playoffs in Tala, that was a massive, massive game as well. And I know we were chatting through the outbreak there, kind of trying to think back as well. Shane Long against Germany,
yeah.
Massive goal as well, big win.
That this is
incredible, mate. Hungary just last
a level
few
up
months
that,
ago.
Yeah, yeah. That, this game is up there with all of those. This is going to be an iconic match, I think, Pearl Slattery, when we look back in years to come.
Absolutely, talking about Amber and our big tall, and it's just big moments, isn't it? Like the last time we were here, in the big game we had was beating the French, but it didn't really matter at that time. And now this is one for Carla Ward that'll always be remembered. I'm thinking of her now coming in, such a big result for her coming in as manager, what she's done to the players, how she's changed them. You know, just the reaction after each goal, when we went the goal down, it wasn't heads down and long ball. Girls kept continuing to fight, the heart they show. I mean, it's amazing. I'm looking at Amber on the screen here. She looks like she can't believe it. But in the right spot at the right time. So many big performances as well throughout. Caitlin Hayes, I thought, was outstanding. You know, winning every ball into the box. And then just key times, you know, Caruso's lovely finish. Larko getting across the defender we are mad about. And then Shiva with the early balls in. Patton's lovely flick on for Amber. And a good striker there. She's in between the posts to tap in. She did brilliant, didn't she, to win the corner originally.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the energy she brought on when she came on. She deserves that moment. She's starting to become a little hero now, isn't she, with big winners, which she'd be delighted about. She's a great personality. She had the place rocking here.
Yeah. Do you know something as well? Like when I was doing all my prep for the Dutch team, you look through that Dutch team. We're talking some of the best players in Europe here.
Yeah.
You know, like you've got like two-time league winner in Lynn Vilms. You've got players like Rennie Van Asten didn't come onto the pitch tonight. She's a super player. You got Valerie Borman, absolutely top class player. The likes of Egarola, who I mentioned, she's now playing for Lyon, one of the best sides in Europe. You've got the likes of Benenstein, who's been playing for Wolfsburg. She's part of the Dutch side that won the 2017 Euros. She's done it all over club football as well. Esme Brooks, another brilliant player. She's been playing in the Barcelona team, you know, has won everything with Barcelona. You got Leuchter then as well, another top striker. Like, such a brilliantly talented Dutch team, Emma. And this Irish team not only went toe-to-toe with them, but outplayed them at times in this match.
They really did. Like, we were put under pressure at times, but we held our own and we weren't the first to attack. And we've seen that in this window, in this group stage even. Like, Carla is not afraid to go for it. I think we've seen it in her subs as well in the last 10 minutes. Like, there was no out-and-out midfielders, like, holding defensive midfielders there. It was very attacking apart from that back line. So, yeah, it's incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. You can see as well, and you reference it in the kind of wrap-up there, but just to go back to it, I think it's a point worth maybe just developing a bit more, Pearl. And me and you were talking at half-time saying about how Carla Ward, this confidence that she has and the very kind of upbeat personality that she has, that it certainly seems to be kind of rubbing off on the players. But we are seeing players performing better now than they might have been maybe two or three years ago. And yeah. Marissa Shiva, I suppose, is one example of that.
Yeah, I think Emily Murphy's another one, isn't she? Who's really, our game has just went to different levels under Carla. And I think, you know, big credit to her. It speaks a lot of what, you know, what type of manager she is. Someone can go in and be that influential with a group, I think, is massive.
Is it a simple kind of woman management thing where you try and get the best out of a player by speaking to them, by trying to get, or is it a coaching thing?
I think it'd be a bit of both.
Yeah.
I definitely think, you know, in women's football, you know, getting to know your players, them thinking that, you know, she wants to know about me, she values me, and I hear she's very good at that around the group and with the group. And, you know, I think she's come into the women's national team, she's no expectations, you know, she's come in from England, so, you know, it's she's wanted to do things her way, but she's also took this underdog approach and, you know, changing our styles then. You know, she's had a few challenges. It hasn't all been great for her as well. And
yeah, tell people about that, because this isn't like, she basically now is playing like a, you could say, like a 5-4-1 formation,
yeah,
with the wing backs,
or a 5-3-2, yeah, 3-5-2, whatever way you look at it.
That really wasn't what she wanted to do first, was it?
No, she came in, didn't she? And she, you know, she had a set formation that she used to play at Villa and stuff, and she came in at the start thinking, yeah, that's how I'm going to play. And then if you think back to that Slovenia game, we learned a lot of lessons. And then I think she thought, you know, as managers, you have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to, you know, change your styles and your formations on the players that you have. And if you even look, I think, you know, a player for me who's really stood out as well would be Chloe Mustaki and Katie on that left side. They just complement each other so well. But you could talk, you're right, you could talk about so many players around the pitch that she's just made better. And I think her and her coaching staff, I'm sure, you know, the background team as well, do a lot of individual stuff with the girls. And for me, well, I'm just so impressed with their mentality. You know, when we can see the goal now, it's just go again. We have that belief. You know, the Netherlands are what, 10th in World Cup rankings, already 10th, we're 23rd, and you know, we just went at them at times, which is brilliant to see. And look, very well deserved result, I think, overall.
And it does say a lot about Carla Ward, Emma, in the sense that when she came in to take over the Irish team, you know, there was a lot of politics going on in the background. Things weren't great, I'd say. The mood in the camp wasn't great. And she had to kind of take that on. We even remember her press conference when she was introduced as the new Ireland boss. She was kind of fielding questions that really weren't anything to do with her. You know, there was stuff going on with the FAI and that.
Yeah.
To have kind of gone from that to what we're experiencing now with this Irish team is another testament to how brilliant she's been for this squad.
Yeah, well, I think those questions probably raised over, maybe they just weren't familiar with her. I think any WSL fans were actually probably quite excited about the appointment. And then, as you said, there was a lot of politics. Maybe the first few results didn't go quite her way. So there was a bit of like, oh, is this really the right appointment? But I think she's proven it now. Like, when you see how the players have stepped up, like, before going into this game, we were talking about missing Denise O'Sullivan and Emily Murphy and how massive of a loss that they could have been. But the performance tonight, we didn't miss those players. Mm-hmm. Shiva stood up, Larkin stood up, Carusa, mm-hmm. as we were saying, Caitlin Hayes. Like, these players all stood up and performed, and we didn't miss the big players that we thought we were going to miss, which is brilliant, because it just shows that now we've got a little bit of depth. And now we can trust those players as well.
Yeah, I think that'd be actually very pleasing for Carly, that although we are missing two of our best players, that's what a squad's about. It's about someone else coming in, taking the jersey and saying, yeah, you know what, I'm one to be counted for going forward. You're looking to autumn now, the playoffs, or, you know, dare we say it, a World Cup next year in Brazil. Like, these players are all stepping up now, which is brilliant to see.
We talk about the two players that Ireland were missing tonight. Were you a little bit concerned, like Denise O'Sullivan missing Ruisha Littlejohn coming in? Like, you know, this isn't to be critical of Ruisha Littlejohn, who's given so much service to this country in a green shirt. But, like, at the age she is now, she's 35, coming in to try and do a similar job, maybe not as, you know, as a Denise O'Sullivan, but to even have those legs get around midfield. Was there a bit of a concern? And, you know, how do you feel Ireland overcame that challenge of not having Denise or something in there?
I think, yeah, everyone, when you see Denise is suspended and Emily is, you're a bit worried, aren't you? You're a bit thinking how, like, cause Denise is just a heartbeat of the team, you know, like, keeps us ticking, our energy around midfield. She would have been playing in our hometown and stuff. So you are a bit like, Jesus, can Ruisha come in? And thought Rucha did well for the 45 minutes. She played a pivotal role in the fourth goal. So again, I just think it was people coming in and saying, yeah, you know, I have the jersey now, I'm going to be counted for. Same with Larko. I think they're seeing there she won player of the game. I mean, what more can you do? You're missing, you know, Emily Murphy and then the replacement of that. But it comes again with Larko coming on away to the Dutch, scoring the goal, the development piece of that, players coming on and saying, yeah, I'm going to be counted for in this squad. And I just think she trusts everybody now. Everybody feels like whether they start the game or they come on, they can play that part, and that's been huge for us.
Yeah.
The back three, like Caitlin Hayes anchoring that back three. I said it to Pearl Emma during the commentary. I was worried when Louise Quinn retired because she really was the kind of, and look, I know she had other players around her, but she was kind of like the totem pole, if you imagine, that Irish defence. Yeah. And once she went through, I kind of worried, but Caitlin Hayes has stepped in there and she's just phenomenal, isn't she?
She's just so solid and reliable, like it's the consistency of it as well. You know, she's doing it every week for Brighton as well. She's putting in these performances. So it's like, yeah, we were all like, you see Niamh Fahey, Louise Quinn all going at the same time, you're like, oh god,
yeah,
what next? But to see Hayes and Patton like standing up and again coming in, like, it's just, yeah, going and finding these players, I think, has been a big, big positive for us.
Am I right in saying when Carla Force came in, I don't think Caitlin was getting in originally. If you remember, it was Jessie Stapleton that was in.
Yeah.
So I was actually thinking early on, and when Carla came in, Caitlin actually might struggle. I don't think Carla actually fancies it. But I think once she moved to Brighton, then playing a better league, as I said to you during the game, she was playing against Bunny Shaw the weekend, so you're going to get no better test before.
Yeah.
So I think fair play to her, like, she was brave enough to move to the WSL, and it's really stood to her now. And I think, you know, she's probably one of the first names on the team sheet now for Carlo if you look at her performances, you know.
Yeah,
and look, you could go through every player individually and give them huge credit, but we unfortunately don't have enough time to do that. There is one player though I do want to mention, and that's Courtney Brosnan, because again, a player, as you said, Pearl, which you know came in to play for Ireland first. There was a lot of, and you know, rightly so, there were doubts about her because there were mistakes. You know, she didn't look confident in what she was doing. But now, as I said, she's the Players' Player of the Year and the Fans' Player of the Year at Everton this season. And tonight again, you know, proving really crucial. She made a brilliant save in a 1-on-1 with Bernstein to keep Ireland in front, I think it was at that stage. But again, a lot of great high claims, you know, cross, and she made some, pulled off some brilliant saves. That one she tipped over the bar. Brilliant.
Yeah, there was a few shots from outside the box that if she's not concentrated, you know, can obviously go in. She's tipping it over. I remember she made the cross in at one stage. She just got the touch that she needed at times. And yeah, she's been brilliant. Like, it's so important to have a good goalkeeper at international football level. And as I said, I just think her story is fascinating, because at the start we were all like, oh god, no, you know, everybody was, and then all of a sudden what confidence can do, the team doing well, and she's just been fantastic. She's a great example, I think, for young players as well, that look, your career mightn't be always going smooth, people might have doubts, but keep going, keep working hard. Again, performing really well in the WSL for Everton, that obviously helps, that breeds confidence. But yeah, deserved shout out, great saves at times. And remember the one from close range as well?
Yeah, that was the Bernstein chance. Yeah.
Brilliant save. Again,
great save.
People probably look at that and think, Josh, she has to score, but, you know, Courtney's not in that position, and she's not ready for it. She doesn't make the save. So, yeah, she was exceptional again tonight.
I think Emma Byrne is a massive factor in that as well. I remember on Coigig, back when Emma was on with us, and she was saying how much of a world-class goalkeeper Courtney Brosnan would be. So she's seen it in her, and the fact now that she's in camp with her and she's training her and she's with her and she's going through sessions has to be a factor in her raising the game over the last couple of years as well. Like, she's just brilliant. And to be honest, kind of surprised that she like signed an extension with Everton, because she's one of the best goalkeepers in the league and she could easily play for one of the higher up clubs and possibly play Champions League.
100%. The rain is still beating down here at Parc des Cuivres. If you are just joining us, we are basking in the afterglow of what has been a magnificent night for Irish football, and more specifically Irish women's football. The girls in green have beaten the Netherlands by 3-2. There was a red card, a bit of a blot in the Irish copybook, unfortunately, for Leanne Kernan for second booking. The goal scored by Kira Carusa, Abby Larkin, and the winning goal by Amber Barrett. So what it means is that Ireland are second in the group, a point clear of the Netherlands. and 1 point behind France. And that means if Ireland go to Grenoble on Tuesday and win, Pearl, they are qualifying automatically for the World Cup in Brazil. Could they do it?
We'd be all booking air flights to Brazil.
Coconut
man, wait. Come here, like, it's obviously going to be difficult, but you'd never rule that out against this group and what they've shown this campaign.
Do you think are the French team better than the Dutch team? Or... It's a hard one, isn't it? What do you think?
I would say class.
The French team are better.
They were poor the game against us, but it showed once they switch it on.
Yeah.
You know, the people that can come onto the pitch and score within minutes. Yeah, I would agree with Emma. I think the French are a little bit better. Obviously, it's going to be away from home. It's going to be difficult. But, the girls are going to be such a high now. Yeah. And then, we were at the start just saying, just get toward. Now we're exceeding those expectations now, which is a credit to them all and has us all dreaming.
We want to win.
We're getting greedy now, you know what I mean?
But like those first two games, we were disappointed that we didn't come home with results.
That says a lot.
Against France and against the Netherlands, and we got it tonight. So there's that belief. There has to be that belief that you put in that performance already. Yes, you have to go away to them, but they're going to be buzzing after tonight.
Yeah, on a high.
Absolutely. Well, we are coming very close to the end of the show tonight, but just to say, we will have Ben Symes. Well, Ben Symes, he's been gone for the last 20 minutes. He's off down into the basement of the Parky Quay Stadium here, looking to speak to Carla Ward and to any players that he can get. I'm sure they'll all want to talk to him tonight. I'd say Amber Barrett will. So we won't get to play any interview audio for you before we leave here tonight. I'm sure the lads on Off the Ball tomorrow, Off the Ball Saturday, will bring you some of that. But do look for the Off the Ball social channels, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, X. We will have all that post-match audio for you. Carla Ward and all the players. Hopefully we can bring you some of that. Do tune in for Off the Ball Saturday and Off the Ball Sunday. John Duggan and the lads will be looking ahead to the other World Cup that's happening. We're not too concerned about that one. We only want World Cups with Ireland in them. And that could be Brazil next summer, hopefully so. We will have the Ireland-France game for you live from Grenoble. I'll be over there myself with Ciara Grant, who is going to be joining me after a brilliant career, Emma, with the Hibernian. She retired, but she's going to be joining us for live and exclusive, live commentary with myself and Ciara Grant on Tuesday night in Grenoble. But for now, Pearl Slattery, a final word from you. What a day it's been. Katie Taylor's going to be fighting at Croke Park and the girls in green knocking out the Dutch.
What a Friday. It's hard to beat, isn't it? It's incredible. It's one of those special nights for Irish football. One we'll look back on, and us three here are delighted that we were here. We were living it, celebrating every goal like kids. I absolutely loved them. Delighted for the group. It's brilliant for the country and brilliant for Katie Taylor. As I said to you earlier, absolutely deserved. She's the best sports person in this country in my eyes.
Yes, absolutely. What a day it's been. Brilliant stuff. Pearl Slattery, thank you for joining us. Emma Carroll, all your hard work as well. Stephen Doyle here signing off after a brilliant day. The future is bright. The future, it's not orange, it's green. Thank you very much. It's finished here. Ireland 3, the Netherlands 2.
Republic of Ireland versus Netherlands. Live from Porky Queeve.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Cadbury, a proud sponsor of the Republic of Ireland football teams.
This is News Talk.